You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dyan once again. Welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are joined by Mr. Harvey Bezosi, a certified public accountant and certified financial planner and the founder of Your Financial Wizard, located in Boca Raton, Florida. Mr. Bezosi is a tax guru specializing in complicated taxes for high net worth individuals, creatives in the entertainment industry, and business owners alike. Mr. Bezosi, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Pleasure to be here, Eric. Thank you.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us. So tell us more about your business, Your Financial Wizard, and let us know about the services that you provide as well to kick things off today.
Okay. So basically, I focus on three principal practice areas. The first one is providing outside CFO services for a wide variety of businesses, business owners, individuals, and families. I manage all of their tax, accounting, finance, business strategy, and mergers and acquisitions, along with asset protection functions. So that's my first area. The second area where I do spend a lot of time on is I negotiate and solve complex IRS and state cases for famous people, really, including high-profile business executives, entrepreneurs, celebrities, including rock stars, film stars, studio executives, athletes, professional sports team owners, inventors, even have some hedge fund managers and private equity deal makers, venture capitalists, and boards of directors, including wealthy families and large estates. That's my the bulk of my practice is representing people with very, very complex tax problems. And then as an offshoot, I'll always take on a new client when they're unhappy with their current CPA, and they want somebody to really look at things from all angles and use a fresh set of eyes and getting the best results in a drama-free fashion.
Sounds like you cover the gamut there, and really appreciate your sharing and giving us an overview of your services that you do provide. Now, a majority of our listeners are entrepreneurs. How can a CFO watchdog like yourself help entrepreneurs, and what are the benefits?
Okay, so most of the time, a business owner will hire a lawyer to form the business, and they'll have an accountant to do the bookkeeping and tax work and so forth. And depending upon the size of the business, you can actually have a CFO. These days, everybody calls themselves CFOs. I come from a Big Eight background of Coopers and Lybrand and Pete Marwick, where CFOs were the real deal, the international corporation. So that's my background. I come in and I oversee the work being done as an outside CFO. I oversee all the accounting and tax functions and report directly to the owner, kind of behind closed doors, sequestered, where we have, private one-on-ones. And he says, hey, is my accountant doing a good job? How are my lawyers doing? Is my CFO good? And I look at things from every angle, analyzing it forensically, really. And I report to the owner, and I enjoy doing that, almost like a sleuth, but also a business strategist.
Yeah, thanks for your input there. Most helpful. Now, in addition to entrepreneurs, I understand you're also a financial expert for the stars. Explain your experience working with celebrities and or high net worth individuals. Obviously, you don't have to name any clients or give out any information there if you don't want to.
One of the things people like about me is everything I do is very secret and private, so I would never disclose names, even if I were allowed to. I pride myself in being the individual that doesn't need to sell based upon selling a name. My reputation stands for itself. So as far as working with the stars and famous people per se, the definition of a celebrity, and I looked it up, is technically an entertainer or an athlete is known as a celebrity. So I like to say famous people. It could be a politician. It could be a well-known hedge fund manager. But in general, focusing on the music business right now, which is where I do a lot of my work, and other celebrities, it can be cyclical in nature. So at times, rock group, a pop group, an R&B, hip-hop, or country star could be very popular, and then there could be a small time where they make some time, may take some time off. So the cyclical nature of their business causes their income potentially to fluctuate, at times causing for certain of them, that may be overspending, which is a big thing, a big tax problem. Also, divorce is not unusual in Hollywood. Divorce can unravel things financially. So I focus on trying to have them spend less. And then if they do wind up having a big tax problem, I come in and I work with the accountants and the lawyers as a special consultant working with the IRS, which I've been doing for over 25 years. When I left the Big Eight accounting firms, I hooked up with a veteran retired IRS agent and learned the ins and outs and became real good at it. So one thing I just did for a very famous person is, they had an accounting firm of about 150 tax accountants. I reviewed some of the tax returns they did, and I found an additional $100,000 of refunds that they didn't see. And he liked that.
Wow, I'd say so. That is tremendous. Today we're joined by Mr. Harvey Bozzozzi, a certified public accountant and certified financial planner and the founder of Your Financial Wizard, located in Boca Raton, Florida, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Bozzozzi, you're also a contributing writer. Can you tell us more about your experience as a writer, and where can listeners read your articles, and what types of topics do you cover?
Right. Good question. So originally, I never really needed a website, but I decided, in this day and age, for informational purposes, I would build one. So my webmaster suggested that we work on a blog. So I, went full force into that and started writing articles on all what I would consider interesting tax subjects, not the minutia boring stuff that I stay away from. Not to say that people need to know about what I consider boring stuff, but I like to focus on the sexier, more interesting topics. So I was able to build my blog and revolve it around and focus it on what I would call non-mainstream topics. It gave me an opportunity to dive into very interesting areas. And from there, I was able to develop a relationship with a website that focuses on wealth management, who likes to repost my blog posts, as well as a prominent financial website where I write unique articles for now on all sorts, including, for instance, a business prenuptial, which is called a buy-sell agreement, how to put your vacation home in an LLC, or the deferred-defer-die strategy to defer gains on the sale of real estate. I'm also planning, since I enjoy writing so much, to come up with a set of ebooks. And the first one, I am currently collaborating with a very well-known attorney writer. We're writing an ebook on how Lyft and Uber business owners can run their new business, because many of them may be new to owning their own business. So that's going to be our first 10-page ebook.
That's fantastic. And I tell you, you stay busy and you're certainly making it happen and an inspiration to many tuning in. I'm sure even myself really appreciate the share there. Now, obviously, as we conclude today, you're a financial expert and have a lot of experience in a lot of matters financially. If you don't mind, share a tip or a takeaway or a closing thought in regards to finances for our listeners today.
I would say, and I've been doing this since I'm about 8 years old, everyone needs a budget. And budgets can also mean how much money am I going to make this month on the revenue side. It doesn't always have to be managing expenses. So most of the time, the people that I need to focus on are the ones that overspend, whether they're making, $100,000 a year or $50 million a year. I focus on having them spend less. But also in any business or individual budget, I like to also focus on revenue goals. The other thing is many of my clients and possibly your listeners, since I focus on entertainers, they live in California and New York. And I know I feel their pain where they can no longer deduct their state and local income taxes on the state wage tax withholdings they have in New York and California, as well as the real estate taxes on their homes. So that's been a big hit under the new tax law, and people living in those states have been affected mostly. And I'm trying to figure out a way, and so is Congress, to figure out if they're going to amend that rule, and it seems to be locked in place. So that's the one pet peeve I have about the new tax law. Other than that, the qualified business income deduction for small businesses, known as the QBI pass-through deduction, is a very big tax saver for most businesses. So people should ask their financial advisors about that and how they would qualify to get that 20% QBI pass-through deduction.
Mr. Bozzozzi, thanks for those concluding remarks and that tip there. Really, I do appreciate that, and it certainly has been an honor and a pleasure to have had you with us today. If listeners wanted to learn more about you and your services for your expertise, where is the best place online to get those details?
Well, my website is www.yourfinancialwizard.com. It'll give you all the information about my background, the services offered, and you'll see what other people say about me in terms of testimonials and case studies, all the times I've been quoted in the news. And the major thing is that I look to go the extra mile for my clients. I take on fewer clients, very selective. I want to spend a lot of time with fewer clients doing excellent work.
And right there, that says it all. Mr. Bozzozzi, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly has been our pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me, Eric.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Harvey Bozzozzi, a certified public accountant and certified financial planner and the founder of Your Financial Wizard in Boca Raton, Florida. And for all the details, visit yourfinancialwizard.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.